Hello and welcome to Undead Times, recorded and produced at KFAI. My name is Lydia Stark and I'm joined by
Matt McGee
and Elena Rafieva, and today we're going to be talking about the genre of groove metal, which is hardly a genre, it's an amalgamation of several genres, very much related to doom, very much related to more of the approachable mainstream subgenres of metal, but first of course, news. As far as the news go today, Baroness had just announced the tour of 2019, along with the release of the new Seasons video, featuring pre-production footage from the senior guitar player John Baisley's Philadelphia basement studio. And talking of tours, a German magazine Kerrang had posted an article with some less than favorable words about the Dio Hologram tour. The article also has a YouTube clip from the Hologram performance during the awards ceremony, and it is a bit underwhelming in my opinion. But of course, go online and see for yourself. Abbath will be releasing a new album Outsider on July 5th of this year. Today he released a new video, Harvest Pyre, full of spikes, forest, caves and leather. Total black metal feast for eyes and ears. Metallica had announced the second Day of Service Day, a day when they're encouraging their fans to go and help out at the food banks, especially those benefiting from their All Within My Hands foundation. The day will be May 22nd, the list of participating food banks and more information is on the band's and foundation's websites, and every registered volunteer on May 22nd will receive a t-shirt commemorating the second day of service. Finally, Outcest have confirmed working on their sixth album, a follow-up to 2016 Kadama. This album will be out on Nuclear Blast, but it is not clear when exactly, obviously it is still too early to say yet. However, Outcest have announced a European tour this year, and knowing what Nuclear Blast can do for its bands, I personally hope that the US tour is only around the corner. As for iconic releases, Napalm Death have released Our Pain is Their Power back in 2014, Hell Yeah released the album named Hell Yeah back in 2007, Rainbow released Long Live Rock and Roll on April 9th, back in time 1978, and Cathedral have released Hopkins the Witchfinder General in 1996. However, the track of today, and this would be the final iconic track of the Undead Times, as the Undead Times have neared the end, this is the last episode. So the final one will be coming off the Death Angels Act 3, which was released on April 10th back in 1990. All in all, Act 3 is kinda special, it is not a purely thrash album by far, it borrows very freely from rock, funk, progressive rock, classic heavy metal and more. And off the Act 3 by Death Angel, we're gonna use the last track of the album, Falling Asleep. We'll be right back. I think we got more or less figured out what we are going to immerse you in, but first a question to McGee. How would you define groove metal?
It's more of just, in my opinion, a tempo thing, if anything. A common thing among groove bands I found, it's not necessarily a style of riffs, because I mean, some would call Black Label Society groove metal, and that differs greatly from some of the bands that are on today's set list, but it's more of just like a tempo thing where you can just enjoy it, vibe out, groove out, however you want it. I know that's a very great way to describe it, but it's just, you don't have the tendency to completely like headbang really fast like you would with like thrash metal or death metal, but you can like bob your head like with the song, and it's just an easy song to like walk into and lose yourself with.
Let's start with Hammers of Misfortune, title track of the Dead Revolution, their latest installment. I like it because they embody the spirit of 1970s San Francisco, 1970s, 1960s. They are not trying to play that music. They're not trying to be Black Sabbath or trying to be one of the more hippie, like Jefferson Airplane, more hippie bands from there. They're taking that vibe of freedom, counterculturalism, and putting it into the metal gestalt, in the metal context. So let's go there. Dead Revolution on Undead Times.
We'll be right back.
That, of course, was Final Drive, and I would not call it a groove metal, so please defend your position.
Well, I brought that song in because it's very thrash-influenced, but I wouldn't be able to call it thrash. It's melodic, it's a little bit heavy, but it's very catchy. Groovy, yes. Thrash metal, not quite. But that band, Final Drive, is, of course, one of my favorites to make somebody who's new to metal listen to try to get them into like thrash metal or something more melodic. I think it does a really good job at bridging that gap.
Sweet. And before that we had Mastodon?
Yes, that was Toe to Toes off, I believe it was Cold Dark Place EP. That was an interesting release because it was almost a surprise release after their 2018 album Emperor of Sand, or 2017 album. Initially, that album, well, EP was going to be a solo project for one of their guitarists, but they ended up deciding to record it as a band, and they all added like their own voices in there, because that one has two of the vocalists. And as a result, though, I almost like that more than some of the other Mastodon material, which is surprising, because apparently that EP was mixed received. Some loved it, some hated it.
That is strange. I definitely have enjoyed that EP. But I also enjoyed Emperor of Sand, I guess. It's like both of those installments do reach my heart. The next one is an album that delighted many and saddened many. That's the last full length of Killessa, after which they have gone on hold. And Killessa or Kylessa, please correct me if you know. Shape in the Southern Sky is out of that album. Exhaust and Fire came out in 2015. Last full length out of this band. Out of Savannah, Georgia.
We'll be right back.
welcome back to Undead Times.
We just have heard from Kailessa, Shape in the Southern Sky of the Exhausting Fire. I think the last track we have is from fairly classic band.
Oh yeah, this last song is from Machine Head, a very, very big and influential band out of California, if I'm correct. And this song comes from their 2014, I'd have to say, release. I could be very wrong, but I think it's 2014. And it's their song Game Over. In my opinion, when I hear groove metal, my go-to is Machine Head, because even though they at some points can be very thrashy, or if you go to the earlier stuff, very nu metal-esque, it just has that like groove that you can just bob your head to. You could, dare I say, almost dance to it.
You know, thrash metal is maybe something you can go and have a workout to, or you can run from police to if you want to. But groove metal is for grocery shopping, or, you know, just kind of enjoying yourself, going out to the market. It's this walking pace. And thank you so much for listening to Undead Times. Next up is Machine Head.
Oh, sweet little lies. I can hear when I hold you close to me. When I look in your eyes, I see through your disguise. What I see is a lonely void, and I can see hell in your eyes. You're drowning inside those fake tears that you cry. As I claw my way from your tragedy, emptiness is your pride, arrogance is your pride. I won't drown in another's misery. The time when music's all that we had. I can hear when I hold you close to me. When I look in your eyes, I see through your disguise. What I see is an only lonely void. Cause you're drowning inside those fake tears that you cried. As I claw my way from your tragedy, emptiness is your pride, arrogance is your pride. I won't.